because the 100x on top of Meteoric means that this could go crazy. We might just be able to get over 1 billion with one of these eggs, which would be super nice because then that means we can like save one of them. So let's add it on this shocked one here. I'm gonna pick this up. How much is this egg worth? This is 131. That's not as much as I thought it'd be. I guess I can sell it. Though we're at 776 million. So if I pick up all these other molten ones, I think there's a pretty high chance, I'm gonna ignore this one, that this gets us over 1 billion. I wanna sell my inventory. The golden egg you sold applied fortune, but most importantly, we're only just over 1 billion. Literally, one of those eggs was like the final thing we needed. But from that, we've now unlocked the ability to use the butterfly, which I definitely don't want to do on this one just yet because it's got meteoric. I definitely want to T-Rex that across. So now we just need to wait for more eggs, more mutations to spread, and then we can start using our new butterfly to turn them into rainbow. What I could do is when we get a new egg, I could use the seedling to swap this around with a different egg, and then we could turn it rainbow. That could be a play, actually. How long have I got till my goose goes crazy again? 10 minutes? Okay, well, that's waiting. Let's grab a couple of disco bees again, and we'll just fill up our garden with these. I feel like this pet is just like the best pet I could use. Every 12 minutes, it has a 30% chance on this one. I like those odds. Wait, is that the Nihon Zaras actually doing something? I feel like it is. Yeah, 21 and 11.25. Wait, the Nihon Zaras are actually working. I didn't think they were like properly working. This is perfect. Now, unfortunately for me though, our next mutation limit we gotta get to is 10 billion. But once we unlock this next one, it is gonna be so useful for speeding up our entire process and should help us get to 100 billion much faster. Because right now, having only one goose technically is it's just too slow. It's not good enough. Tried to apply frozen but failed. Right, we need to just do a little bit of mining off camera. I need this field to have like 20 golden eggs in it. So I might leave it overnight. In fact, you know what? Let's do that. I'll be back in like 6 hours after I've had a sleep because it's getting late right now. The update came out like literally earlier on this afternoon and I've just been growing eggs. So this 6 hours is going to be like the snap of my fingers for you guys. But it's the middle of the night and I've been leaving this for about 4 hours and when did this bad boy spawn in? We got a giga egg. How did you lay that? But luckily my T-Rex has actually been cooking by the looks of things. I also placed my other Kitsune thingy in here for a little bit. And it seems like we got corrupt chakra on a couple things, which is nice. Like I see it over there. Yep. Now the main thing I want to do is I want to put one more mutation on this, like honey glaze, and then we can turn that rainbow. My main current objective is literally just leave this running now for another 3 or 4 hours when I go back to sleep. But if we can get like most of these rainbow, we should be able to make good money and it won't affect this one here. This one here is going to be like my mutation thing that my T-Rex can just like spread around to every other egg. It has ceramic, meteoric, molten. It's got some good mutations. I also managed to get tranquil because I have the tranquil Nihon Zaru guy over there. But one thing I want to do is how much is this egg worth right now? 191 million. Not that good, realistically. So if we can make this rainbow, we're going to be eating good. All right, my butterfly has put in work. As you can see, a lot of these eggs are now rainbow instead of fortune. And I think the difference in value is actually crazy, right? So if we take a look, magnifying this rainbow egg is 22 mil. And then this one here is like literally half the price. I also got another large egg, which I kind of didn't even process until right now. This rainbow egg is 23 billion, which is crazy good. It's also like exactly what we need. But the question is this one over 10 bill? This one is 274 million. Okay, if we could get some more mutations moved across with the T-Rex onto this one, or maybe, wait, if I just add shock, that might be good enough. Hold on. Oh, I had to be the gnome guy, of course. Okay, let's buy a couple more shock sprays. Here we go. This is my Giga Brain play. The sooner I can get to 100 billion, the better. The more we can start making money. So if I rainbow this, so if I shock that, 13 billion. All right, and then we can pick up this guy, I think. Do I need the harvest tool? Why can I not pick this up? Oh, no. All right, you know what? I might have to pick up some of these small ones. I can't pick it up. It's got too many other eggs in here. I got it. Why was that so difficult to get? Rainbow wet shocked golden egg. All right, I'll sell my entire inventory. And this should easily put me over 10 billion shekels. Perfect. We still got like 90% of our garden left. But for reaching 10 billion shekels, we now unlock the ability to use mimic octopuses. But only the regular ones, because at 100 billion, we get something crazy. An admin-only pet. The first thing I want to do with these mimics is we'll place the rainbow one. We'll place some of these other ones. Now, what we can do is we can just get rid of these Nihon Zaros. They're kind of just taking up space. And what I want to do is just farm eggs. I think that's just my best bet. We've got some good mutations we could move across if it copies the T-Rex. I've also got the butterfly in here still as well, which I'm actually going to take out for now. We'll come back to the butterfly. But now if we just wait, I want there to be eggs everywhere in this garden. Because if I want to get to 100 bill, I want to save this one until I know for sure I can use it to get to 100 bill. Oh, it has been a while. But as you can see, I've got a bit of a forest of eggs going on. We've got tons of mutations on these because my mimics have been cooking. This one here is worth 30 billion shekels now, which like the sooner I can get this one above this, the better. Like I'm just having my mimics copy the T-Rex or disco bees to try and just keep spreading mutations. I just want to get like, I want to get meteoric on this thing ideally. I'm not sure what other mutations I could really go for. Maybe I try and get a zombified. That could be good. But this egg is like my saving grace. It's like the only thing that I'm going to use to get to 100 billion. We just failed disco first try. That's not ideal because as soon as we get 100 billion, I get the admin mimic. So even if it takes like harvesting every single egg from this garden and starting again, I can do that with the admin mimic because then I can just start laying eggs every 15 seconds. That is going to be crazy.